This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Actually, I believe in being an educated idiot, so I took lessons. I'm Joe Messina, your host, live from CPAC 2019. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm joined by somebody I always enjoy having on the show with me. I just have so much fun with him. Kevin Jackson joins me. Kevin, it's been a while.
It's been a minute, man.
Yeah, I think we live about an hour and 30 flight away from each other, and we got to come to D.C. to catch up.
I saw a guy that lives where I live, and we haven't seen each other. And he was like, dude, we looked at each other like, man, we can't even get together in our hometown.
That's sad. Isn't it sad?
It is sad.
All right. Well, listen, simple, stupid is look at the turnout. What do you think about what's going on here?
I love it here, man. I'm pushing the Black New Deal here. Yeah. Go for Black New Deal. Yeah.
Oh, we're back to color politics.
Oh, it's
green,
color.
Black,
yeah, right. To forget Ocasio's Green New Deal when you can have the Black New Deal.
Can I start like the Olive Deal for Italians?
You can for it, but Black is like, it's tough to go over the
Don't
black.
Don't start. I've been hearing this since the 70s. Black is beautiful.
Black
lovely
is beautiful.
Blah, yeah,
right, man. White, look, Joe's got his fist up. Y'all don't even know. It was inadvertent. His fist raised up on its own when he was talking about olive power.
There you go. Oh, God. So
you Italians and your olives.
Hey, yeah, there is no other oil to cook with. Right. What is the best oil for health?
See, all you got to do. All you got to do to trick Joe is talk about olive oil.
So, all right. I know you've been paying attention. There's no way you're not, unless you're in a coma. Cohen, should we just like erase all the tapes, erase the last two? Because nothing he said really means
of course. It's, you know, no, I think this is like the Smollett story. This is like Ocasio-Cortez. This is one of these things where let them make their mistakes.
Yeah.
Let them keep showing the craziness of what goes on in this country full frontal, man. And it's like I tell people, I get up every morning just prepared to go beat these people up. I like to swell their heads up. They look like Nick Nolte's picture when he got arrested.
I actually, when I'm praying in the morning, I actually thank God for AOC.
For a while there, I was thanking him for Justin Smollett. Because I called Smollett out so bad on social media. He did that GMA interview. People think, it was funny because I told somebody that and they were like, really? And I go, yeah. And then a dude walked up to me here at CPAC and he goes, Kev, you calling Smollett out, got him on the GMA. And I said, I told everybody that. That fool was lying.
Oh, and you know what was funny was I said, look, there's more to this story. I never jump on this stuff right away. So there is more to this story than what this guy's saying. If this is being a boy from Boston, I go, this doesn't.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, look, two pro-Trump rednecks watching Empire. Did he have to say anything else? Two pro-Trump empires beat me. Oh, no, you had me. You got me there, two pro-Trump in Chicago.
Oh, no, he had the triple ring there, right? He was gay, black,
entertainer?
And a Democrat. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, the triple crown for somebody beating on you.
It was so many factors of lying. There's no trifecta. It was a polyfecta.
Yeah.
I mean, but I loved it because you knew it was BS. The media jumped on the BS. They did exactly what we said. Oh, America, in 2019, beating up blacks, beating up gays. You know, and you're going, what? And, oh, by the way, lynching. And then here's Cory Booker. We need to pass some anti-lynching law because people are dying. And we've got to make this happen. And this
this is important. In the Jesse Smollett case,
you know, you're going, shut up, Spartacus.
When did we reenact the lynching laws? I didn't get the memo.
Oh, no, Joe. We are lynching people. Ask Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, ask Brett Kavanaugh. He got lynched publicly. Got the difference now is the lynching is for guys with olive skin. Don't go into the olive stuff. It's for guys with white skin. Yeah. It's no longer, I mean, really and truly, it's really flipped. That's where we are in this country today, is we're lynching innocent people based on politics.
Well, you know, you and I have been doing this long enough to where I'm just going to say, you know, the black community now has become second-class citizens in the eyes of the Democrats. It's now the illegal immigrant that they hold up on the holy high pedestal, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the hierarchy of idiocy goes, yes. We have, you know, I mean, if we don't look at ethnicity, it's Latinos, then blacks, and maybe Muslims in there somewhere, you know, or Middle Easterners or what have you. And then when you start looking at the issues, you know, I'm not sure if blacks top feminism, you know, if Negro issues top feminist issues anymore. You know, so you have all Joe's cringing.
Keep up with all
Joe's,
this stuff.
Joe's cringing. You know, I don't know if he cringed because I said Negro.
No.
But no, so you got all these different things that form the hierarchy, and you just say to yourself, you know, it's tough to keep up. And so here's how I keep up. I don't give a crap about you, your ethnicity, your sexuality, or whatever. You screw me over, I'm going to screw you over harder. If you're good to me, I'm going to be good to you better. And I think if we live, you know, in a creed, some sort of a creed like that, people will stop screwing each other over and start doing better by each other.
Well, you know, I love the thing with, you got Don Lemon and all these other guys coming out now going, it doesn't matter that it was a lie. He was just simply bringing attention to the fact that this still goes on in America.
Yeah. So let's try that with any lie that we tell. Yeah. Yeah, you know.
You can't smoke enough crack for that to make sense, can you?
Right,
I mean,
right,
it's really
right.
Bad.
No, you know, but I love it because, and here's the thing, like, we're here at CPAC. It's called a conservative, you know, event. And it's not conservative. This event is about practical people that live by common sense, that they understand walls do protect people. They understand that killing a baby, quite frankly, at any point, is murder, and certainly at the time of its birth is not trying to protect the mother's life. I mean, I want you to understand that the left believes us to be the wackiest, craziest, insane people because we want to save a baby at birth. And they're yelling at you, look at you, saving babies at birth! And you're going, wow.
California is considering a law to make it illegal to dissect frogs in science class.
No kidding.
Okay. Partial birth abortion, no problem.
Yeah. Well, hey, I tell you what, let's just replace the frogs with the babies, you know, because that, who cares, right?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And you wonder why I make fun of this stuff.
Yeah, well.
On a regular basis.
That's, you know what? If it weren't for the craziness, we wouldn't have our shows.
Yeah. Well, that's true. All right, where do we find you?
KJRadio.com.
KJRadio. Hey, come on. If you can't figure that out, you have no right driving. KJRadio.com.
Hey, left it. That's for Kevin Jackson.
Yeah. Trouble seeing your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the the Inc. 5000 fastest growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The convention, though. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. But guess what? I won't be answering because I won't be able to hear you anyway. Appreciate you spending time with the show. Let's just get to it. I've got Dan Gaynor with me. He's the vice president of TechWatch and Business and Culture with Media Research Center. I told you this a long time ago. I shouldn't have you on the show. You stole one of my best producers ever.
Well, I'm sorry. Sorry.
You offered her more money. I don't know. It's a whole money thing. These kids get into capitalism. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, we are a big free market organization, so how dare we?
Yeah. Dan, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time. You know, there's some people, believe it or not, what does Media Research Center do?
Well, Media Research Center is a check and a balance against liberal media. We've been around for about 32 years, founded by Brent Bozell, the guy with the red beard on that people see on TV. And we were started to be a check and balance against news media, but we also do entertainment media. And now, as you can tell by the TechWatch title, we also deal with online media.
We have to deal with online media at this point in time because it's just out of control.
Oh, well, it's because it's not just censorship by Twitter or Facebook and all,
right.
But it is now the financial limitation that's being put on us by organizations like Chase, PayPal, Patreon, and others.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've left Patreon because of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Facebook has pulled three of our pages down. Okay, two without warning. And never really told us why. Okay? Seriously.
Well, and part of that, I mean, to be honest, part of that is crappy customer service. But I mean, it just is. But part of it is the left has learned how to, militarize their base to the point where they will target all sorts of conservatives on these platforms, and when you get flagged, we're going to take that down. They operate on these bizarre and intricate and overly complex hate speech policies that basically say a lot of things that we all believe are hate, which is just ridiculous.
And somewhere in the 600-page document that you supposedly read and sign, right?
Yeah, exactly. But no one reads. No. But then they have. The New York Times story, just the New York Times, liberal New York Times story on how they manage this content stuff, read like it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all inconsistent and biased.
They came out with, I don't know if you saw this about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, they said that the words illegal alien would now be considered hate speech. All right? And so being the turd that I can be at times, I went through a whole hour of what illegal alien meant, how it fit in with the law, how you cannot, there's no way to file a brief on an undocumented person. They don't recognize the term legally, but they do recognize illegal alien. And the next day, my page disappeared.
I mean, that's exactly what I mean. They have militarized their base, and their base goes and harasses the content control people and goes after them and says, you got to take this down. But then you look at outlets like Twitter where conservatives say threatening things about conservatives don't get taken down at all. Louis Farrakhan still got a page.
Oh, yeah.
Louis Farrakhan's still on Twitter. Louis Farrakhan is a bigoted, anti-Semitic piece of garbage, and he doesn't get taken down.
No. And they've heard us, too. So we've kind of shied away from social media. I got some of my people telling me that, it's a free speech. They go, no, these are privately held companies.
Well, see, now we're moving to icky territory because Facebook is openly working now with the French government. They're looking. The head of the UN is now calling for global hate speech regulation. When you're talking about international regulation, that's no longer free speech. That is now censorship.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I don't know. It's one of those things where when you send your email to Facebook, where does it go? It goes into this bucket that you don't know anything about. You don't get any responses from most of the time.
Yeah, I will say this is one of the areas where we're fortunate because we have a really big Facebook presence that they've been responsive.
Really?
And I'm going to say this for all that I can bash Facebook. Of the big four, now two of them are affiliated, Google and YouTube.
Right.
But Google, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, the one that's the most responsive on the right is Facebook.
Really?
Think about that process for a second. We got a tally of 113, and I think the number is going up now, of conservatives that have been limited, restricted in some way on Twitter, and that's prominent conservatives. James Woods, the President of the United States, members of Congress.
Wow. Yeah, no, this is, I'm glad you could at least get a response from them. That's a great thing. So when it comes to digital media, which is, I feel like it's kind of out of control. It's coming at you at a million miles an hour. Our young people are driven by the headlines or by the tweets or the even the text messages they get. I know that locally in the area that I live in California, on election day, text messaging drove the young people out to election lines. You've got a big task in front of you watching over.
It's a massive task, but if the conservative movement doesn't step up on this issue, we are going to cease to be funded, cease to be found, and cease to exist.
I agree with that. Yeah, and it's funny because we're always slow to the table when it comes to electronics.
Well, no, but not always, because if you look, Democrats won in 2012 because of social media, and the conservative movement came back big and strong. Donald Trump is, you know, the game over dominating player on Twitter. We came back on social media bigger than they ever were, which is why now they're restricting social media.
Well, you know, I say that for a lot of reasons. When, for instance, in California, the Democrats were registering people 36-1, all right, for a while there. Ours were all paper. Theirs was all online. And I'm sitting there with the Los Angeles County GOP saying, what are you doing? Why don't we have more presence? This is, you know, 2016, 2017. Why don't we have more presence on Twitter, Facebook, in the text world? Why are we catching up all the time?
Well, I mean, we're hurting because the tech world is very liberal. Silicon Valley is very liberal. And so, I mean, even when Zuckerberg and, you know, Jack Dorsey and the, you know, the big names in tech acknowledge that they hire from Silicon Valley, they're very liberal, that's part of our problem. Conservatives, young conservatives, and we're surrounded by them right now, need to go into tech. They need to, you know, learn this field so that we survive.
Yeah, and we need to support them. I will tell you, I feel we do a lousy job at supporting our young people with stuff like that. And partially because some of us older folks, they don't understand it, so they don't really want to get behind it. You know, they still want to do postcards.
Well, I mean, a lot of it also goes back to the wealthy people.
Yeah.
The wealthy people who are listening to this program right now really need to pony up and fund tech, fund media. And I mean, the liberals do it. When liberals launch websites and launch operations, they don't expect to get their money back.
Right.
Conservatives, their number one, generally the number one charity for conservatives is church.
Right.
And God bless them. But that means if you're going to give to church, you cannot count that as part of your political giving. You
no.
still got to give. You still got to get involved politically.
No, and you know, Dana, it's been one of my fights. I'm on a school board of a large school district, and it's
my sympathies
with that. In California.
I know.
Okay. So one of my fights with conservatives and Christian conservatives is you have to get involved. You have to support you financially or walking or whatever you can do, because you're going to get the schools you don't want if you don't support.
Well, you have to get involved with your kids, too, and because if you don't work with them about the media that they watch, they're going to see it somewhere else.
Dan, where do they find you? Quick.
Newsbusters.org, and I write a weekly column for FoxNews.com, and you can find me on Twitter at Dan Gaynor, D-A-N-G-A-I. I-N-O-R.
And you can Google him. It's legal. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes.
For now.
Senior. Yeah, right. Give it time.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Democrats are giving the White House until Monday to comply with a request for documents and interviews related to how the White House handles security clearances. A day after the New York Times reported that President Trump ordered a top-level clearance for his advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings told CNN lawmakers need to take a close look.
The fact that Jared could not get a clearance and the president had to step in and overrule the intelligence community really should concern all of us.
Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway tells MSNBC at CPAC Friday she hasn't seen any memo about Trump ordering Kushner receive a top security clearance after concerns were voiced by intelligence officials and the White House top lawyer, according to the Times story. A small plane crashed into a condo building in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Friday, killing the pilot who was the only one on board. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
But you gotta have happy music, right?
I like it.
Whatever
you're
going on, you gotta have some happy music. Welcome back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I give you the phone number, but I'm not answering it right now. We're live from CPAC 2019. Thank you so much for tuning in, for being involved, being engaged. And remember, we're running the video just live for 3 hours. Let them deal with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not cutting it up. It is what it is. You know, I'm honored and privileged to have Abby Johnson with me. Now, they're calling you a pro-life activist. After seeing your story last night, I got to tell you something. God bless you. And I know that I'm one of those rough, tough guys.
Yeah.
All right. I sobbed through two-thirds of that movie.
Oh,
so thank
gosh.
You very much.
Sorry
really
about that, Joe.
That's all right. I had to drink extra water this morning just to come to work.
Dehydrated.
But it's the reality behind what we're not thinking. Your attitude when you first went in that thing. And I got from the movie, it was a heartfelt attitude that you really believed you were helping women. You were helping somebody.
Yeah.
That's a hard one to break. I mean, when people really feel like they're helping someone, it's hard to break that.
Yeah, you know? It is. Yeah. And I think that's why I think most people go to work in the abortion clinic. It's not like they say, oh, man, I'm so excited about performing abortions. Or I mean, it's like I have this overwhelming compassion, albeit misguided, but I have this really overwhelming compassion for women. I want to help them.
So real quick, just give the 80,000 foot overview of what the movie Unplanned is.
Sure. So it's my story. I worked in a Planned Parenthood abortion facility. I was a clinic director there for 8 years and left in 2009 after witnessing a live ultrasound guided abortion procedure and seeing a 13-week-old unborn baby fight and struggle for his life in the womb. And I realized then that there was humanity in the womb, that there was life there, and that if those two things were true, I was really on the wrong side of this debate. And so I ended up leaving, and when I left, Planned Parenthood sued me, because I guess they think it's illegal to become pro-life, but it's not. They tried to get a permanent gag order against me, so I wouldn't be able to share my story. And jokes on them, though. They lost and really gave me a platform, because that was when the AP picked up on my story, and because of the lawsuit, they would just kept their mouth shut. None of this would have happened,
Yep.
right?
Yep.
But they really sort of allowed me to have this platform, and now I go around and speak about my experiences.
Yeah, well, you have re-energized me, and I've been beating on this drum for a long time, and I even have listeners that will send me an email, go, okay, we got it, we're on your side, we got it. No, what are you doing about it?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad you got it.
Exactly.
What are you doing about it?
Yeah.
Okay? And, you know, there's a lot going on. People don't realize that Planned Parenthood is trying to get into high schools. They're trying to open up clinics actually at high schools.
Yes.
And I said, look, where do they make the majority of their money? And you made that point. That supervisor that you had, I don't remember her name, but I'm sitting next to another guy, and he said, that woman has no soul.
Mm.
She is cold. Mm-hmm. And it didn't seem like anything bothered her whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But when you questioned them, when she asked you to double, that you needed to double the amount of abortions you were doing, and her comments about, you know, I'm not going to give away the whole thing, but her comments about McDonald's and what have you, it's a business. It is a business. It's not about women. It's about how much money they can make. Is it not?
Yeah, I will never forget that moment. Actually, in real life, I will never forget the moment that she looked at me and said, nonprofit is a tax status, not a business model. I mean, I will never forget that. It totally shook me to the core and really caused me to say, what in the heck are we doing here? And there were a lot of little things like that,
right,
that caused me to really question what was taking place inside of the clinic. I think all the while it was God sort of softening my heart,
yep,
so that I would be ready to experience what I did and see what I did on that ultrasound and then walk away.
Yeah, actually, I think she did a great job of portraying those little clicky moments,
yep,
that people will catch where your heart's being tugged at.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was floored by that movie last night, in a positive way. I was floored by that movie last night. I can't remember the name of the other organization, the pro-life organization.
And then there were none,
okay,
that I run. Yeah,
all right,
there were none.
Well, and I didn't get it until you started talking about it. Was you almost saw them as the enemy?
Oh no, I'm sorry. You're talking about the Coalition for Life that
Coalition
stood outside, yeah, and prayed.
Yeah. You almost saw them as the enemy, even to the point where when you wanted help, you were reluctant to go to them, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what you're trained to believe, right? You're trained to believe that they want to harm you, that they are your enemy, that they do not care about you. And they paint all people who are against pro-lifers with a really broad brushstroke. So it's, you know, it's like, oh, well, the guy that shot the abortionist, Dr. George Tiller, he's one of them. The guy that shot him, he's one of them. So these people want to kill you, too.
Oh, wow.
So you're in danger, too. And then you couple that with talks from the FBI. You know, the U.S. Marshals coming in telling us, you know, you're in danger by working here. Don't take the same route home every day. You know, don't publish your address. I mean, so it's like this mindset. It's just fear. And that's really what the whole entire abortion industry is based around. It's fear.
Your husband, is he still, is he really the saint that you portray?
Oh my gosh, he totally is. You know, it's funny that when we watched it for the first time, I remember looking over at him and I said, "Will you really come out smelling like roses?" And he's like, but it's true, isn't it? And I'm like, it really is. He really is just amazing.
It was the love and the prayer and your mom. All right.
Yes.
I mean, I got to give her credit. I don't know if I could have had, forgive me for saying it this way, I would have gone, look, if that's the life you've chosen, it's not somebody I want to be associated with. She, if truth was portrayed, she was she really loves you.
My parents were, they were amazing. I mean, really, truly. They were amazing, and they never wanted to compromise our relationship because of where I worked, because that can be temporary,
right?
But the relationship that you have with your child, that's I mean, that's forever.
Yep.
That's a lifetime. And they really did a good job. And actually, it's really been a ministry opportunity for them as well, because people have come up to them and have said, I don't know what to do. You know, my daughter works at Planned Parenthood, or my child is doing this or that, or, you know, things we don't agree with. And so it's really been amazing for my parents to be able to minister to other parents in that way.
Oh, that's cool. Now, you made a comment the other night that you have turned, or you've been able to turn with your organization, almost 500 Planned Parenthood workers / volunteers. Is it? And I just got to ask a question, because I know people are thinking, how hard could that be?
Oh, man. Leaving the abortion industry is rough. It's not like leaving your job at McDonald's or, you know, an insurance company or something. I mean, the spiritual warfare, number one,
right,
is tremendous. When you make that decision, evil attacks.
Right.
We've had workers. We had three workers that as soon as they made decisions to leave the abortion industry, their homes burned down. I mean, like insane. Like, they couldn't even figure out why it happened. They couldn't even find it. The spiritual warfare is so intense, number one. Number two, they will always get a bad reference from the abortion clinic. So when I left, I had just been awarded their Planned Parenthood Employee of the Year Award.
Wow.
When I left, they told everybody I was a terrible employee. Seriously? I was a terrible employee? That's why you gave me your Employee of the Year Award? They give you terrible references. They tell you you'll never get a job again. The medical industry does not want abortion workers, because even though the medical industry by and large supports abortion, they know that the abortion industry cuts corners. They just make Medicaid fraud. They have their, you know, their people doing things that they're not licensed to do. So they want to support it from afar,
right,
but they don't want that in their own facilities. So it's very, very difficult.
Well, I'll tell you what. Your movie comes off right after the Gosnell movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I was at the premiere for that, and I saw that, and then I see your movie, and going, you know what? This is so much deeper, so much more sinister than we're being led to believe.
Yeah. This is great, because it's really like, I feel like it's sort of like a 1-2 punch, right?
Right.
So Gosnell comes out and is talking, you know, specifically about this one provider. And then you've got people saying, well, that's why we need Planned Parenthood, so that these rogue providers won't pop up and women can have access to safe and legal abortion. Now, this movie is coming out and saying, hold on, not so fast. Let's talk about this safe and legal option, air quotes, that you're talking about, right? Let's really talk about Planned Parenthood. Is this good for women?
All right, movie comes out.
March 29th.
Okay, I am trying to, you moved me so much last night, I'm trying to get a group of sponsors to sponsor a whole theater for.
Awesome.
And God, don't stop.
I won't.
Stop having children, though. What are you,
I am. I think we're done. We have been fruitful.
No, you were one and done, I heard.
Yeah, no, we have been fruitful, we've multiplied, I think we're done.
Yeah, you know, that scripture applies to everybody, not just your family. Abby, God bless. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you
doing
so much.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A flashback to the 70s. I'm Joe Messina, your hostess and real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And you know what? We are live from CPAC 2019, as I said. And last year, we're stuck on 2 years behind. I kept saying it's 2016. It's terrible. All right, so last night I saw the movie Unplanned. And some of you guys know I'm a pretty tough guy. I really am. I mean, when I didn't cry at my daughter's wedding, she's like, "What's wrong with you?" And I said, "No, I'm actually feeling bad for your husband." But that's a story for another day. Anyway, but I probably saw through 2/3 of this movie last night. Okay, and I saw Unplanned, and we just had Abby Johnson on before, and I did ask her to stop having children, please, because the scripture wasn't just for her, for everybody. But Ashley Bratcher's with me. She's the actress who plays Abby Johnson in the movie Unplanned, and we'll be talking more about the movie later on in the show. But first off, Ashley, thanks for taking time to be with me. I really do appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
You know, when I watched the movie last night, I thought it was just, you know, going to be another, you know, abortion kind of movie and what have you. But for me, it wasn't that at all. It was really a movement of somebody. And she believed, I really believe in the movie, you did a great job at this, she really believed that she was helping women. She had a noble cause of helping women.
Exactly. When I talk about Abby, I always say that. Abby is the same person she was when she was pro-choice as she is today, in the sense that she really cared passionately about helping women.
So, first question is, where were you, where did you stand before you did the movie?
Before I did the movie, before I auditioned, rather, I was more middle of the road. I considered myself pro-life. I thought I could never have an abortion, but I'd never make that decision for someone else. And after I heard Abby's testimony, when I researched her after I had auditioned, she changed my life immediately. I mean, it flipped my perspective. Because, like most of America, I had no idea what an abortion procedure actually entailed. I was so blinded by that whole branding of Planned Parenthood and their campaign that it's just a lump of cells. It's just a lump of
tissue.
That's
what I was taught in the 70s. It's just a blob of cells that will amount to nothing to speak of, right?
Right.
So did you have to actually watch an abortion? Did you actually watch a video? Or
nobody required me to, but I did.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff you can see on YouTube. Yeah. FYI, censorship is everywhere except for YouTube, apparently.
Yeah.
So I did. I went to a place in my head that I didn't really want to go. I looked at a lot of things I didn't really want to see, but I did so because I wanted to serve the story justice and make sure that I was telling it authentically based on what I could see for myself.
And you have an interesting story about when you told your mother what was happening. Let's tell people.
Yeah, when I booked the role for Unplanned, I didn't have a lot of time to get on the plane and go. I mean, they gave me a 5-hour notice and said, hey, you got the part. Let's go to Oklahoma for 8 weeks. And I'm like, okay. So I packed up, and my son, my husband, my sister, they were the only ones who knew that I had left, because when I landed in Oklahoma, I hit the ground running. I just didn't have time to tell anyone what I was doing. And so my mom called me on the fourth day that I was there, and I was really cautious in how I wanted to explain the project to her, because she had told me when she was younger she'd had an abortion, and I didn't want her to think that this was a project of condemnation, that like we were just doing this abortion movie about you judging women and shaming them. I wanted her to understand this was about hope and forgiveness, and that I wasn't judging her. So as I started to explain the story, I knew that she'd get emotional because she has an emotional investment, but she broke down. I mean, she just was torn apart, sobbing on the phone, and she said, Ashley, I need to tell you something that you never heard before, and I've never told you this, but when I was 19, I was in the clinic for the second time, and I got called back. I was examined by a very pregnant nurse. I got really, really sick on the table, and I knew that I couldn't go through with it, and I got up, and I chose to have you, and it was so profound because I never knew that. I mean, I was on set to tell one of the greatest pro-life stories of our time, and I never knew how closely my life never came into existence because of it nearly being aborted.
A real eye-opener, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'd say so.
So, all right, so you've done the movie. At some point in time, you start telling your friends about it. Did you?
Yeah, of course I did.
Okay.
Well, not until after we were done filming, actually. It was super confidential.
And why would you want to shoot a movie, you know, confidential movie like this, right?
I had no idea. Like, when I auditioned, I didn't know who was making it. I didn't know who Abby was. I just auditioned because some random Instagram follower was like, I think you're meant to play the lead role. And I was like, she's crazy. Okay, I don't know her. But she really felt led to pray for me and other people in the entertainment industry. And she encouraged me over and over, like, please audition. I was like, fine. I haven't had an audition in a couple of days. I'll just, you know, keep my tools sharp. And lo and behold, like, I come to find out that there are writers, directors of God's Not Dead are involved, that I Can Only Imagine team is involved, and it was all laid out before me, but I was blinded to it all. I like said yes just because I believed in it, and then it was like God opened the floodgates.
Oh, yeah. So when you told some of your friends, how many did you lose and how many, you know, said, God bless you for doing it?
I mean, if you really lose friends when you tell them something, are they really your friend?
You got me on that.
I have a lot of pro-choice friends. I really do. Because, I mean, overall, Hollywood is a pretty liberal industry.
Yep.
Fine, so be it. But I think that my friends really appreciate how transparent I am on where I stand, and I always have been. And so when I came to them and said, hey, this is my story, this is my personal story, here's the story I'm making, they were like, wow, like, that's a really powerful story, Ashley. I don't agree with you, but I respect you. And some of them have even come and seen a pre-screening of the film. And
wow.
I'm working on them.
Look, and I've said this, and I'm not trying to be cold, but if that movie doesn't either change your mind or move you tremendously, you got no soul. We got to jumpstart your soul or something. I don't know. I don't even know how you would do that.
It's true. I mean, I think that we're getting to a point too with scientific advances that the pro-choice argument is becoming harder and harder to defend.
Yeah.
To the point that people who are pro-choice are admittedly saying, "Yeah, it's a baby, we're killing it, but it's the lesser of two evils." Okay, that's a pretty profound statement that you're going to make there. Well, at least you're owning it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that was it all the way through. Again, I get you did a great job at portraying it, Abby, really believing she was on a noble cause to help women.
Thank you.
So it becomes very hard to hate Abby when you see her supervisor. Sorry, whole different story. But Abby, you have a hard time hating her because truly how she was feeling about what was going on.
Yeah.
So the supervisor, I'm sorry, I will pray for her if she's still alive. I don't know.
Look, let me tell you this for real, though. The woman who plays the supervisor in the film, Rabia Scott, is actually a minister. Isn't that hilarious?
That's hilarious.
And people audibly say in the theater while the movie's playing, they're like, I hate her. I hate her.
Last night, she was doing some of her stuff, but she was very, I mean, she was very honest about it, weren't they? Wasn't she, as a supervisor, very honest about what Planned Parenthood is.
Yeah.
It's a business.
And, you know, based on what I understand, we were actually very nice in the film, that she was actually far more horrible than that in real life, based on what Sean Carney's told me and his interaction. So I thought that was funny, too.
Yeah, no, that was. So I know you say it kind of changed you and the direction you now head in. How did it change you emotionally, though? I mean, seriously, when you really think about what's going on.
Wow. You know, the very first time that I heard Abby's testimony, I didn't even have to see what she saw, right? I mean, just hearing her describe it, she said, I witnessed a 13-week-old baby fight for its life as it was wrung like a dishcloth. She said, the very last thing I saw was a perfectly formed vertebrae, spinal cord, going down the drain. And it's like it is just going into a blender. It is really, really disturbing. And the first time I heard it, I could not stop crying. I was ugly crying. I was just sobbing. My heart was so broken for being so blinded that I don't know how you can know that that's what's happening, that you can gain that insight, that knowledge, and step back and be like, oh, well, it's not my problem.
I don't know how you can do it either. I really don't. If you had, let's talk about your Hollywood career. I have friends in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
They're not working anymore because of some of the conservative projects they've worked on. I've always asked my conservative producer friends, step up and do something.
Yeah.
Don't allow these people to be thrown away because they took a stand when this hits. Or has it already affected you?
You know, I really have no fear. My agent and I had a conversation about this, too, because she was ticked off. She's a firecracker. She was ticked off when she saw all the media saying, unplanned star likely to get blacklisted, la, la, la. And she was like, Ashley, I'm going to need you to have the media stop saying blacklisted. She was like, because it's absolute crap. Excuse me. She said, because, look, I believe in your talent as an actress. I believe that this is a powerful story, no matter what your opinion is. And that if they can't see that, then they have an issue and not you. And, I mean, I agree with her. And looking at it as just strictly from an artistic perspective,
This is a female-driven lead role, a very dynamic, charismatic character who makes a complete transformation, a 180 transformation. Just based on that alone, why would I not take the role? It's a great story. Whether you believe or you disagree, it's a great story. So I am really just hoping that my craft, my commitment to my craft will shine through, and that because of my transparency and where I stand, people are just going to respect that. I have faith in that.
Well, you did a great job going through there. You see the little, I won't say turning points, but the little chips away at the heart, those moments where you go, look, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Movie opens when?
March 29th.
And we're going to get them out there, no matter what. And look, God bless you for doing this. I mean
Thank
that
you.
Sincerely.
Thank you.
I'm not a Hollywoodite, so I mean it sincerely. Keep up
you.
The good work, and I hope you get plenty. I hope God blesses you with all kinds of work.
Amen. Thank you.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live, live from CPAC. Heat up your coffee. If you're drinking something else, put some more ice cubes in it. I don't know. We'll be back in a minute.